Now, next up are a couple of sort of fairly small things in some ways. We're looking at the Spanish Civil War and the Anti-Comintern Pact, but actually they're probably bigger than you might first think. The Spanish Civil War was a war fought in Spain in 1936-37 between the fascists and the communists, and it's not a direct cause of World War II, but what it did do is it provided Hitler with the platform to test his new military. Of course, he'd been rearming in secret since 33 and publicly since 35, and he was quite keen to find out the strength of his armed forces, in particular his Luftwaffe, the German Air Force. So with the world watching on, Hitler actually sent his army to help out the fascists in Spain. And in doing so, he wasn't just testing his army, but he was also carrying out one of his other aims, which was to defeat the communists. Now, the German army proved to be very powerful, actually, in this conflict, and particularly the Air Force destroyed a town called Guernica in 1937. And perhaps it's the images of Guernica and the destruction caused by this wholesale bombing that was carried out that convinced maybe the British people that Hitler was not a man to be trifled with. There's no doubt that public opinion starts to become a little bit more cautious after these images. Now, the other thing is the Anti-Comintern Pact. And Hitler, we know they did not want Hitler to become friends with Mussolini of Italy. We know that that was on the minds of the British and French during the Abyssinian crisis. But in 1936-37, that's exactly what does happen. And the Anti-Communist International Pact is signed. This was a club, if you like, of countries who disliked communism. This was mainly Germany and then obviously Italy and Japan. And these three nations joined together, signed the Anti-Comintern Pact, which effectively put them on the same side when World War II did start. Not a huge direct cause of World War II, but it does start to increase the pressure on Russia. And it also means that when war does start, it's obviously a larger war than just a war with Germany. And it sets up the Axis Alliance. That's Hitler's side on World War II.